is gross.
Oh, this is gross!
Oh, that's so gross!
Oh my god, that's gross!
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross!
Oh, bless his heart, Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 3 of This is Gross with your host, Jordan Gross. Actually, really excited about this week's show. We went on an O-line camp trip up to Lake Toksaway area outside of Brevard, North Carolina, and all the O-linemen went, plus randomly Luke Kuechly and Richie Brockle, our tight end slash fullback. So we had an awesome time just spending time around each other, working on camaraderie and team worksmanship and having fun. And so I thought, what would be cooler than to do an episode from up there in the mountains? So I found a spot on this little cabin that overlooked the area we camped in. We camped on some private property that had like a big open meadow and then like a stream run alongside it and total privacy. We had these good old boys come cook for us and take care of us. Major and Kip were their names, and they just treat us like kings. So I sat up on this patio of this old little cabin and set up my gear. And I actually ended up recording with a couple of different guys. So I got Khalil on this episode and Jeff Hangartner, Jeff Byers, and Thomas Austin, and Byron Bell, Gary Williams, I believe, too. So the audio is not perfect on everyone because it was a little bit windy and the guys' mics were a little quiet a little bit. But I thought the quality, the content was so good that the quality, even though it might not be perfect, was worth it. So This is Gross, episode 3 from the O-line camp trip. Peace. So Ryan Khalil is, we're here at the O-line camp trip.
Well, is it a camp trip?
No, it's a mountain retreat.
A mountain retreat. Byers, Jeff Byers wouldn't let us call it a camp trip.
Because there's plumbing and it's, there's
what
some,
did he call it? Glamping?
Glamorous camping.
Glamorous camping.
Yeah, so at the O-line glamp trip.
The 2013 Carolina Panthers offensive line plus, mountain retreat.
No, offensive line plus Kuechly plus Richie Byers. Or Richie Brockle,
Well, the same person.
Same person. I love our redneck chefs that you've drummed up, too. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Kip and Major.
Kip and Major. You've been killing them all week.
Hey, Mike Kip, here's some venison for your supper.
What kind of, hey Major, what kind of sauces we got for
well,
this?
Well, we got barbecue sauce and some Lowry's dry rub sauce and some mustard sauce and some Eastern and Western Carolina barbecue sauce.
And those are like true quotes from them.
Oh, man. So they're good sports, too. They love it.
Oh, geez. It's been fun.
The food has been delicious, though.
The food's awesome. Not? Trout for breakfast. I already went over this, but it's trout for breakfast.
Right.
Venison for lunch.
Yes.
And tonight is a pig roast.
Yeah. The Lake Toksaway.
For a meanie.
The place, what do we call it? The Place of Thunder Feast.
Yes.
Yes.
So you were the brainchild behind this whole thing. Tell me the hours spent planning for a bunch of grown men to head into the woods for glamorous camping.
Honestly, glamping. Not a lot. My buddy John Nichols of the Nichols Company.
Good plug.
John, he owns this property up here, and I was kind of expressing to him wanting to do something like this, and plus two, I said, you know, I get a lot of heat from the guys that I'm sort of a city boy and I like my tech and I don't know anything about the great outdoors. So we came up here a few times and I said this will be a great place to sort of kind of kill that about me, and it hasn't worked so far. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's glamping.
Maybe it's because when we got back last night and it was pitch dark, you made your buddy John Nichols run his engine so you could charge your iPhone for like 30 minutes.
Is that what it is?
That could be part of the stigma surrounding you right now. What do you think about it so far? Has it been delivering what you thought it would be?
Yeah, we did a no cell phone policy,
right?
If you had to do a text message or a phone call, you had to do it in your tent. That's
right.
Guys have stuck to that
pretty
so
good.
Far.
Pretty good. Plus,
so
I don't
good.
Have service here, so it doesn't matter.
So that's part of it too.
Right.
Now I think we come out here, it's offensive line's all about camaraderie, and that's what this is. That's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of get away from the city and get in the great outdoors and just rough it up.
Just face nature head on.
Just
while our venison's being cooked for us by some men.
Just a bunch of men, grown men, just brown bagging it.
Just brown, no ladies allowed.
No,
because we're
real men.
We're mountain people.
We're mountain folk.
I think I might have grown a mustache while we were up here, too.
No, it doesn't look good. That's a little weak.
All right, well, go try to catch another. Oh, wait, before I say that, the thing I love about you, Rhino, is that you said, all right, I'm going to go fishing. And your buddy Piggy went fishing, and he caught one. So he showed you right where to cast, and you casted her on in. But lo and behold, you snagged a rock.
A rockfish. Said I caught.
Well, rather, somehow, I don't know how you always manage these types of things, but somehow, rather than you getting into your swim trunks and walking in to get the snag out, I look down there and Hangartner's up to his waist retrieving your snag. How does that happen all the time with you?
Well, that's what the center does. He makes a call.
He directs traffic.
Yeah.
So Piggy,
I made a call right there. We're going over there.
You go
over
there.
He went.
And he's the biggest wimp in cold water I've ever seen.
He was.
But for the love of the game, he did it.
He wouldn't go straight across either. He's like, I don't want to get my chest wet and cold. So he took like the longest route possible. It took him like 2 hours to get back.
Well, that's a good
friend. Like 10 feet away.
He's a good friend.
He is a good friend.
That's what they're for. All right, well. Get back to the action. Thanks for taking time out so you could get a little technological fix, though, too.
I appreciate
and
it.
And you know you cannot play on my computer.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So Jeff Byers, the O-line tough guy, is here. And probably the most would you say you're the most mountain experienced of the group, at least as far as you know?
Yeah, Richie Brockle and I are probably tied.
But O-line, though, we're talking.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. And I got to just bring it up because it was the funniest thing that's happened so far. We went on our hike today. We were walking up this waterfall that had, like, rocks all around it and slick rocks. And we're getting told by our guide, or the guy that took us on the hike, our buddy John Nichols, to watch your step. And where it's wet, the rocks are slick. Right on cue. You stepped on a slick rock.
Down go Byers.
That fell right on your elbow.
I was tying my shoes in the back, wasn't paying attention, got up, tried to catch up, took a little quick step, and next thing
and I you went like elbow to granite.
Yep, it felt really good.
It's actually swollen a little bit that we've discovered now, right?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Not too bad, but...
I tend to fall a lot.
And when we got here, you were like cut and scraped up within the first 30 minutes, too. What happened?
I was exploring the woods and got stuck in some vines and thorns. And it's just not, you're not experienced if you're not bleeding.
But you said that happens like every time you go, right?
Yeah, every time I go out, I always get in the thick of something. And I don't know, I just always get dirty and cut up. And
I think the best story I know about you, though, is you've actually gotten Rocky Mountain spotted fever before from a tick. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How's that feel?
That was about 2 months of very sick.
But what do you think about these guys that have never been camping that are with us and they have the rental tents? And I mean,
I love it. I love seeing guys get out in the outdoors because once you start doing it, you get hooked on it. Because, you know, a lot of kids don't get to experience that growing up, you know, and
yep.
It's something real special.
And to sit around a campfire with your buddies at night,
nothing
when there's no lights, there's stars above, and the fire's roaring, and the laughter and the fellowship, man, it's been awesome. So,
yeah.
Well, get back to work. Try not to cut yourself up on the way down the hill, and just stay healthy, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thanks, Bart. All right, so Byron Bell is, third year, coming into your third year, starting right tackle. My little baby brother, I call you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we've traveled a lot together now.
We have.
Done a lot of fun things. Actually, the first time you ever swam in a lake was with me after my football camp, my hometown, out in Idaho.
Oh, yeah. The water was nice and cold.
We had about 6 life jackets on you because you don't know how to swim.
No, I do not know how to swim. But slowly but surely, I'm going to catch on. And I get good carriage and aspirations through you, Gross.
No, thank you, man. Well, I got you an instructor set up in Charlotte, and you won't go.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You got to learn to swim, B.
I'm going to learn.
But you love the water.
I love the water.
Just today on our hike to the waterfall, you were out there swimming with the rest of us, right?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, it's baby strides, but eventually I'm going to get it down. But, you know what, just get in the water, get a feel for it, be one with the water, and after that, then we roll.
Then we roll, like Coach Matsko said. So this camp trip has been a success thus far, would you say?
Oh, yeah, it's going real good. You know, it's a little bonding between the guys, get to know each other, and having a good time even better, you know, and I think this will help us coming into next season.
All right. Well, B, I'll let you go. You got your fishing pole in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Have you caught any yet?
No fish yet, but we about to get them going.
But you did make a stop at the barbecue and got after a couple hot dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. We got a couple dogs in me with some coleslaw. Amazing.
All right. Well, get out there, man. I'll give you a ride back down. Good luck.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
I have Gary Williams here, who's been, what's this, your fourth year?
Yeah, fourth. About to be fifth.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's gone well.
It's going good.
Well, this is your first ever O-line camp trip, right?
Yes, it is.
What do you think? Have you ever been camping before?
I've been camping before, but not like this. Never had to set up my own tent. I think that's the most, like, I'd say that's the best thing I've done so far is set my own tent up.
it's not your own. Didn't you rent it?
No, I rented it. I was thinking about buying one, but I would say it was going well to be knocked it down last night.
Byron Bell came in the night and undid all the poles, right?
Undid all the poles. All I know is it was collapsing on me, and I didn't know what the heck to do, so I just went back to sleep.
You didn't want to get up? You thought it was a bear?
I didn't want to get up. I just kept my eyes closed and just went back to sleep.
So when you woke up, the tent was, like, all over your body.
I woke up, and I seen it was, like, on me, so I was going to fix it. And I almost caught a cramp, so I just let it fall. And just
wait a minute. You caught a cramp?
I caught a cramp.
In your sleeping bag?
In my sleeping bag. So I was like, you know what? Forget it. I just got up and went to eat breakfast.
All right, Gary. So Luke Kuechly, you don't need any introduction, but I got to know, how did you get invited on the O-line only camp trip?
I think I got invited at a dinner we did a couple weeks ago, and I think they kind of felt bad for me because I don't do a whole lot on the weekends. So they said, you want to come? And I said, sure.
Well, you said all your friends are married with children.
That's true.
And to have fun last weekend, you had to have your mom come down and visit you, right?
She did come down. We had fun.
Well, so most people, I think, when they're off the field, wish they were O-linemen. And when they're on the field, like yourself, you're like really glad you play linebacker because it's sweet and you're not fat and you get fans and you got Rookie of the Year, but when you're off the field, the minute you're done, you're like, God, I wish I was on the O-line. Is that right?
Yeah, the O-lineman's always a group that, you know, has all the jokes. So,
what's been your favorite joke that you can say on the air so far, do you think? Or your funniest moment? How about that?
Funniest moment. On the air?
Yeah, on the air, because yes.
Let's see. It's probably the Byers jokes.
Well, Jeff Byers gets a lot of ridicule for being, a little bit rough around the edges, so just we tease him pretty unmercifully. Have you been camping before?
I have.
Yeah, like back in Ohio or
back
what?
In Ohio. When I was growing up, we used to do it all the time. We went down to Kentucky.
So like 2 years ago when you were growing up?
When I was like 14.
Okay. When you were growing up in 2010, we used to go camping with my scout troop, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Who are you rooming up with? There's tents strewn all about. Who's in your bunk?
We have the beachfront property. It's me, Khalil, and Hand Gardner.
Now, who set the tent up mostly?
Not Hand Gardner?
And you and Khalil?
And Khalil.
Nice. And it's held strong thus far?
Right. Exactly.
All right. How come you guys, everyone else is like together in the tent area, and you guys went to your own romantic location by the beach? Why?
Sunrise.
You wanted the sunrise, so it wasn't romantic enough. You had to move where the sunrise was.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. So we're going to go fishing after this, and you're looking forward to it. Have you ever caught a fish before?
I have caught a fish.
All right. Well, just so you know, in the future, if you're going to come on This Is Gross exclusively, you're going to have to talk a lot more than you are now. You're kind of being a little bit of a square.
Well, you're talking the most of the time, so I can't really fit anything in.
Whoa. That's it. You're out of here. Bye. So Thomas Hair Twin Austin is now at bat. The nickname, the day you got here, usually when guys come in, I don't know their names.
Yeah.
And rather than learn their name, I try to give them a funny nickname right off the bat, right?
Yeah, you did. And it stuck.
And you happen to be sitting right next to Ryan Khalil, and you guys have the exact same hair pattern.
The receding sidewalk hairline.
The power alleys.
Yeah.
And the same color hair and the same haircut.
And the beard.
And the beard. So your name was instantly Hair Twin.
Hair Twin. Yeah, so, it fits.
So Hair Twin, probably the best professional gear on this trip has got to go to you. I mean, you got like the fishing shirt, the quick dry SPF 50 shorts, and the Chaco, is that what you call them? Chaco sandals?
Chacos. Yeah, yeah.
So whether we go on land or sea,
amphibious.
Your whole outfit is ready to go.
All I know is I'm not the one that fell on the rocks.
That's so right.
My Chacos obviously gave me a lot of grip.
Exactly.
So you got to look the part. That's rule number one.
I do, though. I will say that my pants that you can zip off the legs and turn them into shorts might have given your outfit a run for the money.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, those are very versatile. I don't have that capability.
Well, when we got here, I was warm because it was evening.
Yeah.
So, I was properly dressed, but then it was time to go on the hike today.
Yeah.
Zip. Now I got shorts on.
I had to put sweatpants on last night because I was cold.
Right.
And so I had to make the change. You didn't.
All right, buddy. What are you going to do? You going to go fish now?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. I mean, I have the gear on. I have the shirt.
You might as well fish if you dress like it.
I look the part, right?
Do you need to change your shoes? Oh, never mind.
I have Chacos. I can get in the water, or they dry. They're dry from our hike earlier already. So,
all right, beat it. Piggy.
What up?
You think everybody in the Panther world knows your nickname now?
I think
your name's Jeff Hangartner.
It is, yes.
Just in case there was someone that didn't know.
I've heard rumors that in draft meetings and personnel meetings, they talk about Piggy. They don't even know my last name, I don't think.
All right, this next guy we got to discuss is Piggy.
This guy's going to be a late-round draft pick, jack of all trades, master of none.
We probably should have named you something faster and, like, stronger, but they are smart.
It would have got me paid more, maybe.
Right, like if your name was Cheetah.
Ooh, Puma.
Hey, this guy Cheetah, he's one heck of a center. But Piggy, they're like, mid-round.
Yeah, let's pick him late and see.
So you and I have been on a lot of adventures.
We have been, yeah.
I mean, we've been to Mexico, we've been to Hawaii, we've been to Idaho, Tejas, which
Oregon.
Is one way of saying Texas.
Oregon. It's Indian for Texas.
It's Indian for
Tejas. Native American. Native American, sorry.
Native American for Tejas,
yeah.
For Texas. This is probably one of the better adventures we've done.
It is, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's unique, I think, to get a bunch of guys together without their cell phones and their wives and their kids and get together and all plan it out to have this weekend together.
I heard that there was an offer up for you to talk on the phone to your wife. Somebody tried to dupe you into breaking the rule, and you said no, not allowed.
I did, yeah. Ryan actually was using his cell phone.
Against you.
And I said, hey, can you have your wife text my wife and tell her I'm okay? Because I don't have cell phone service. He does.
Right.
Verizon's better out here than AT&T if you're looking for
a
phone.
Plus, I think Ryan has like one of those satellite phones at all times,
he does,
in case of emergency.
Yeah, I think that he's got a Wi-Fi deal in his pocket, too.
And not in case of emergency for like...
In case of checking Engadget or
something. Yeah, so he needs to know what's on the Pulse or things
he
like
can
that.
Check on the latest iPhone 6 updates.
Go ahead.
Can we talk about I caught the only fish so far?
That's what I was
going to
say. First cast, right?
First cast. I just bought this ultralight, put a rooster tail on there.
Nice.
In my opinion, the best general use fishing lure.
Right.
Threw it out there. First cast. Ryan Khalil's just walking up. First cast, throw it in, bring in about a 6-pound trout.
Really?
Half pound, maybe.
Trout.
Well, and unfortunately, I hope there aren't any naturists out there, but it might have gotten away with my lure.
Oh yeah. I know that you're not good at tying knots,
unfortunately. No, this is a really big half-pound fish.
No, this thing, this with Khalil, just always I still haven't figured it out. So like he ended up fishing in your hole where you got the fish
using my lure, and the reason,
but like if I would have walked up, there's no way you would have given me the hole in your lure.
No, that's not true. I'd let you use the hole and the lure, but I would not have gone in to get the lure when you snagged a big rockfish. I don't know, because you're manly. You'd gone out there yourself.
But Ryan's manly. He's...
And not only is he was critiquing me, he was getting on me. He was mad at me because I took the long way around so I could walk in the shallow water. So not only did I go out and get the lure that he got snagged, he was mad that I didn't go the route that he wanted me to go over and get it.
He's got it all figured out. I don't understand.
He's a master manipulator, I think.
He is, but he can put together one heck of an O-line glamorous camping outdoor adventure with also Brockle and Keekly.
Yeah.
That's the title of the weekend.
Okay.
We're getting some shirts made. There have to be long sleeve.
We have the best spot, though, camping spot. Nice and flat, nice mowed grass. That sounds like glamping. Mowed grass that we're camping
mowed
on.
Mowed grass. Stocked creek.
Right next trout, to the stocked trout
a
pond.
Babbling brook. And the venison.
The venison was delicious. Did you try the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, delicious. Kips.
Well, thanks for coming up here. A lot of guys walked up the hill. You drove your truck.
Well, actually.
Because it is probably 80 yards.
If you
want to
know the true story, I was going to walk, and Khalil goes, hey, you think you could drive your truck up there and have your keys?
Also, so, can Khalil, you give me a water, too, please? Yeah,
well, and he made Keekly throw away his plate after lunch. And then he had me drive him up here. So he gets things done how he wants.
Hey, we love him. God
I
love
him. Can't help but love the guy.
God love him. All right. Well, go have some more fun, okay, buddy?
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks for coming.
See ya.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.